Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Sig Sauer Studios fired up for you. Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center microphone is on fire for you. X Insurance is presenting it all. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's kind of a special day. Greg, we'll get into that in just a moment. Greg and Dallas, how are you today? I sense a little ornery today.
TGI Friday.
Today is your favorite day, baby. Come on now.
After 6 days of putting up with radio, some days I'm a little burnt out.
And let's just mention 20 years also.
Yeah, on top of that.
Can you play the violin for yourself, or do you just do that for me?
Oh, hold on. I don't mind.
Come on. Come on. Just after, I'll just be Greg. Well, after 6 hours of radio today and after 20 years... Oh, yeah. He stops the...
And it's only 4 seconds. But, you know, as usual, show hosts show up at the last minute with 15 things they want me to get in the system for them about an hour before I go for the weekend. Typical.
Now, what host would do that to you?
Almost every one of them I deal with.
You're not singling me out. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I just threw a bunch of stuff at Greg. Because Sunday, technically speaking, let's go to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, welcome in. I've known you a long time. A long time. Mm-hmm. And longer than the radio show has been in existence, I do believe. And today, 15 years ago, was a Sunday, and Armed American Radio went on the airwaves at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for 1 hour in the city of Atlanta from the AM 920 The Answer studios 15 years ago today. Now, of course, we're going to celebrate the big show because it was a Sunday. We're going to celebrate that on Sunday in 2 days. But welcome in, Paul, and you get to be the guest on the actual real 15th anniversary. I couldn't think of any
anniversary show. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Do you have a cocktail and a cigar ready to go?
I just got some coffee in my mug.
Yeah, I almost fell asleep in a guitar lesson today. I was so tired. I was just telling Greg before the show started. You ever get to a point where I could have closed my eyes and fallen asleep on Josh in my guitar lesson today? I mean, I could have just zonked right out. Not sure why. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, yeah. Do you stay up late?
Man, I don't think I've slept in 15 years, to be honest with you. I don't think I've had a solid 6 hours of sleep. I can't remember last time I had 8 hours of sleep. It's been a long, long time. But anyway, welcome in, brother. I really don't know what I want to talk with you about today. It's a Friday, and it's kind of a fun day for us today here as we gear up for Sunday and all that fun stuff. So I'm just, you know, I'm going to pull that lame radio host stuff and say, oh, but wait, hold on. Greg, you want to tell people where to watch the show before we get into it? You'd think I'd know this after 15 years. Go for it.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes in. He's like, oh, hey, wait a minute. Do the spiel real quick.
Well, Greg, could you do that? It's going to be a weekend, man.
Do the thing, you know,
Can you do the thing? That thing that you do. Yeah, you know, that thing. You know, that thing. What thing? That thing you do. Yeah, Paul knows what movie I'm talking about. What thing?
At least you're not reading the liner notes. Pause.
Analyze. Oh, yeah,
that
pause.
This week?
Greg, could you do
reading
that? Pause.
The teleprompter notes? Pause.
Mute. Pause. Okay, yeah. Greg.
Pause, Paul. Pause, Mark. Paul. Here, let me fix it real quick here and just shut both y'all off. And all right, yeah, if you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click. When that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you need to get caught up on anything you may have missed, well, the podcast link's right there for you as well. If you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Paul, I think Greg is going to drink heavily tonight. medicinal purposes. Have you ever taken a big swill and then put your scuba gear on and dove off the side of a boat?
No. No.
Splash.
That's usually what I use to get away from thinking about work.
There you go. So, Paul, let's talk briefly today. I do want to talk to you about Taylor in New York and Brooklyn. I want your opinion on the guy who was convicted of 13 felony counts of building his own guns. You're familiar with that, or am I catching you off guard there? Because it's not making a lot of mainstream media.
Right. I don't. Happening in Brooklyn, New York, New Jersey, I pretty much ignore it. Because,
well, here's what the judge said. Here's what the judge
people
said.
People are living there voluntarily.
Well, that's true. Here's what the judge had to say. Now, just take me at my word at this. Guy was convicted in a New York court, and when his attorney got up to plead his case, he mentioned the Second Amendment, and the judge, a female, said, "Do not bring the Second Amendment into this courtroom. The Second Amendment does not exist here. This is New York." That's what the judge said. How would you have handled that if you were the attorney? And be nice, FCC nice.
Well, what she just admitted was that the law doesn't apply here and that this is a kangaroo court and you're living in a third world country. And here's the deal. We've talked about this ad nauseum, and I don't know how much more we're going to have to talk about it. Maybe never, maybe, I don't know, for the rest of our lives. But everybody in New York thinks it's not going to be them. You see, we go back to the tyranny of the Nazi regime and so forth. Is how do you get people to just shut up? Or go to the Gulag Archipelago. You know, if you've never read the Gulag Archipelago, get it and just read the first 200 pages. You should read the whole thing, but read the first 200 pages. And we lived in a time when the Gestapo, the KGB, the GRU, fill it in, were just coming in and taking people away. And people knew that. They're like, they're taking away our neighbors, but at least they haven't gotten us. At least they haven't gotten me. They haven't come for me yet. And if I keep my head down, if I don't do anything that they don't like, they won't come for me. And that is New York. That is New Jersey. That is Massachusetts. That is California. These people who say, like, well, I'm a proud conservative American, blah, 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 law-abiding citizen. Like, okay, but you're living in constant fear that the Gestapo is going to find you. And you know they're taking your neighbors away. You're just glad that it wasn't you. You're just
or
glad
Paul,
that it wasn't you.
Maybe they're not living in fear that the Gestapo is going to take them away because they're complying with all of the unconstitutional edicts coming from their dear leaders in their state by not exercising their right because they're afraid.
That's
could that
the thing,
be too?
Though, Mark, it's like, Martin Mueller. Was it Mueller who said that? He said they came for the gypsies, and I said nothing. They came for the trade unionists, and I said nothing. And then eventually they came for me, and there was no one to stand. And that is how it works. People don't understand it, and they pretend it's human nature or whatever. But there will never be enough gun control. Because the ultimate end game is complete and total control of the people's lives. From cradle to grave, from the time you raise to the time you wake up to the time you put your head on your pillow at night. Total and complete control. Look at England as a perfect example. They went down that rabbit hole. Now they have massive stabbings. People get stabbed all the time in England. They're like, yeah, well, at least they don't get shot. Okay, congratulations. Australia. 2 years ago, they were rounding people up involuntarily. They sent troops. Okay, they sent Gestapo agents. They sent Stasi to people's houses because a computer says that your phone was near the phone of another person that had COVID, that tested positive, which we know now, what does that even mean? It was like a 50% error rate test. But they took them away involuntarily in vans, put them in camps, and told them they had to stay there. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. Like, well, that'll never happen in America. What are you talking about? Why? Explain to me why it would not happen in America.
Hold the boat. I had to go get some eye drops for my little Shih Tzu Hui. Real name Riley.
Bless you.
But she looks like a little hoot owl, so we call her Hui when she gets all fuzzy because she's adorable. And my home is protected by a Shih Tzu. Shih Tzu is protected by all of my guns. But there's a sign on the door. Yesterday I went to this thing, Cobb County, just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, that says masks required. And I walked in. I said, "Are you kidding me?" And she says, "No, it was affixed to the door." I said, "Spray paint over that. Do whatever you have to do to get rid of that." Because I'm at a point where I wouldn't have walked in the door. Nope, I'm not getting the eye drops. It's not going to happen. We'll get another doctor. Well, there's another dog eye doctor somewhere. Because I won't put up with that anymore, Paul. Airlines pull it again. I'm not flying. I'm not going anywhere. Sorry. I mean, I'm at that point. We'll continue this conversation with Paul Markle, student of the gun, when we come back. I also want to take him to Gavin Newsom and California and some shenanigans going on in Maine and some great news in Tennessee. We'll be back right after this. The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Let's unmute my mic over there. That would work. Welcome back to the show. All this is being brought to you today and every day by the Great X Insurance here in the 6 Hour Studios today on a Friday, Greg's favorite day of the week. Patriot Mobile microphone lit up for you. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom. Check out all of our partners, BarrelBuddy.com to clean those guns. Ammo Squared to start saving up ammo. I've got 60, almost 90 rounds already, and I just signed up for it 3 weeks ago. AmmoSquared.com. And remember, it's all being brought to you by X Insurance. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back, my brother from another mother. So I got to go a little bit further with this judge's comment with you. I really want to hear a little bit deeper dive from you. When a sitting judge tells an attorney that they cannot raise a constitutional amendment as a defense in a gun-related case and claims it's because it's New York, as if New York is not a state that the Constitution applies to, which was her indication. I want you to take a deeper dive into what is going on in the mind of that judge. I know that's hard to do, but they telegraph it to us with comments like this, Paul. What does it tell you about that person?
Well, they're a criminal. You need to understand that you're dealing with a criminal. You're dealing with a criminal tyrant. But this is the latest thing that they're... We talked about this a couple of months ago with that garbage in Hawaii, the Aloha State, where they're like, that's not that the Second Amendment doesn't work with the Aloha spirit or some kind of Looney Tunes crap like that. But you can't allow, see, when you allow that to go unchecked, you see, this judge hasn't currently been arrested and incarcerated, I'm guessing. That judge hasn't been disbarred, I'm guessing. And as long as that judge is sitting, that kind of garbage is going to go on. But, you know, for the attorney, I would have just smiled and said, okay, cool story, chick. That's a cool story, chick, because here's where we're going to go. We're going to go to the Supreme Court, and we're going to go ahead and see if the Supreme Court will agree with you that the Constitution doesn't apply within the borders of the state of New York. We'll play their silly little game there. And you know, the thing is, that's what they want. They want to be able to say that the Constitution doesn't apply to the borders of New York. Well, here's the thing, Mark. Everyone who's in New York right now should stand up, go outside, and say, I'm never paying taxes again to the federal government. Because according to this judge, the Constitution doesn't apply within the borders. And that's, you know, income tax is an amendment. Not part of the original document.
That's right.
So if we're going to start throwing amendments out, okay, I'll play your silly little game. Throw that one out.
If I were the attorney in this case, if I were the attorney in this case, Paul, again, I'm not a lawyer, but if I were an attorney, and I've been in courtrooms, I've had lawyers, I have lawyers, I'm working with lawyers now, both mine and opposing attorneys. If I were an attorney, the first thing I would have said was, well, ma'am, that is my defense, and I am going to use it because the Constitution does apply whether you like it or not. And the more she opened her mouth and fought back becomes more basis for an appeal for me.
Oh, so absolutely.
I would have continued to raise it until she held me in contempt and threw me out. I would have continued to raise it, literally continued to raise it. And every bit of that, I would imagine, would work to my benefit for an appeal. I don't know what that noise was. Greg, we good?
Well,
there we go.
But, we're living in cuckoo bird land right now. I mean, this cannot be allowed to stand. You know, before we went to the break, I was thinking about something. I saw that was another one of those posts, you know, they're like, well, if we ever get to the point where, you know, the government becomes tyrannical, I was like, if we ever get to the point,
we're there.
Homeboy, we're there. Look around. Like, pay attention. The only thing we're missing right now is trains and showers. You know, the idea, like, well, if we ever get to the point where the government becomes tyrannical, you mean like creating agencies and giving them extra constitutional powers? You mean like circumventing the representatives, the House of Representatives? You mean like that? Like just ignoring the Constitution? You mean sending Gestapo agents out to kill people for the crime of owning or selling guns? Not rape, not murder, not grand larceny, bank robbery. No, the crime of, and what does this dude do? He assembled a gun?
Well, apparently, the guy in New York was, yes, he picked up a new hobby during COVID. He bought some frames and receivers, and he has a shop in his home. And he began doing what Americans have been doing since the dawn of America, building his own guns. And he picked it up as a hobby. So I don't know how they got on. I don't know.
All right. How is it unlawful to build your own gun? I know they want you to believe that. See, that's the trick. That's the psyop.
Well, it's New York.
The psyop is to make you believe that you're not allowed to build your own firearm. But where exactly is the law that says a citizen is not allowed to build their own firearm?
I guess that's against the law in New York. I guess. I don't live there. But that's why. Now,
based on...
Yeah, interesting to me. How did they know he had... Because he bought the parts lawfully. He didn't do anything wrong. But again, as the judge said, it's New York.
You know, the fact of the matter is saying this, and apparently they're not going to listen, so I don't, you know, we should probably just ignore them and move on with our lives. But people are living in New York voluntarily. They're living as tax slaves, as disarmed slaves voluntarily. They're giving their money to tyrants who are using their money to enslave them. And they've got all kinds of excuses for it. People have all kinds of excuses not to fight back, not to resist. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. They want you to not resist. They want you to comply. The whole purpose of gun control laws is to convince you that you require permission from the state to possess arms. And that without the state's permission, you cannot do it. That is the, you know, doesn't matter what the particular gun control bill is, whether it's a magazine thing or a length or a capacity or whatever, all the, you know, minutia nonsense. At the end of the day, the purpose of every single gun control law, it's a psyop to convince you that you must get permission from your masters in government before you can own a gun, have a gun, whatever.
Yeah, and let's go to the break with this, Paul, because it's effective in the sense that there are Democrats out there who love their guns, who own guns. I know many of them. who are okay with those infringements because they have their guns and they're okay. So they have fallen prey to the PSYOP that you're referring to. When we come back, let's go to Governor Gavin Newsom in California. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss it.
True and international average of pressure.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense is freedom, passion, and precision. Daniel Defense. Visit them at DanielDefense.com and support the DoubleDFoundation.org. Hey, by the way, don't forget that $25 extravaganza is still going on over at MyPillow. Very simple. MyPillow.com/ArmedAmericanRadio. Take advantage of it. Get all that cool stuff for $25. Spend $75 and get free shipping. You use the promo code AAR. It's right there on the site. They built us a great, very slick, very cool site over there. They've tried to cancel him. They have canceled him. Mike Lindell, fight back. Buy a freaking pillow for crying out loud. And stuff them. It's pretty easy to do. MyPillow.com/ArmedAmericanRadio. Support the man. He's been supporting us for over 10 years, and today's our 15th year anniversary. We'll be celebrating that big time on Sunday's broadcast because it was a Sunday show when it started. But all of our partners, we wouldn't be here if it were not for them. It's a great time to remind you to visit armedamericanradio.com and support all of our partners. We've got a couple new ones that we're going to be bringing up probably on Sunday, maybe Monday, but we have two new ones getting ready to rock and roll. You'll love them. They're both great. Welcome back. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Always fun, brother. Always fun to have you. You ready to go to Gavin Newsom, or you want to put an exclamation point on those tyrants? Maybe if New York gets a little bit tyrannical, maybe the people will stand up and do the thing
you
said.
Maybe if New York gets bad.
It's something else to see. It's really sad, and it's really pathetic that we put up with that. You know, you mentioned that tax issue. I have this gut feeling after this election in November, you're going to have a lot of people say, no, I'm sorry. No, he ain't my president. I am done with this stuff. I'm no longer paying
for this. He's not now. I mean, that the PSYOP, holy cow, you want to talk about PSYOP.
It's really something, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's ridiculous. I don't even know the words for the FCC to approve of it. But the fact of the matter is, we're living in crazy world right now.
It's upside down.
We're living in crazy world.
Let's go to Gavin Newsom real fast.
Yep, go to Gavin Newsom. Talk about crazy world.
He made headlines last summer, as you recall, for his proposal for a 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which I'm sure would make New York very happy, at least this judge anyway, that would enshrine his favorite gun control measures into the supreme law of the land. And, of course, according to the Orange County Register, which is in California, by the way, Orange County is fairly conservative, it was proposed with some ginned-up fanfare. I guess State Senator Aisha Wahab, I have no idea who that is, praising Newsom as, quote, a man of action in the press. Mm-hmm. After he announced his, some state senator in California. Now, the state legislature in California, if you recall, which is dominated by the Democrat Party, approved a resolution calling for a constitutional convention on gun safety. Paul, let's start there. Gun safety. How do you have a constitutional convention on gun safety? What are they looking at there? What are they referring to?
It's nonsense. They're going to codify the Jeff Cooper's 4 universal firearm safety rules. They're going to put those into law. Cool. Let's do it. I would say let's go ahead and start by removing all the guns from the state employees. The state employees that are cacking off rounds in school bathrooms. Did you see that one about the homeboy up in Connecticut? SRO cranking off around in the school bathroom. Then in Ohio, we've got a they're really tight-lipped about it, but a corrections officer, a state corrections officer, was killed during a training event by another state employee. We got the freaking Acorn shooters. We got the Acorn people. We got the twin chicks in Houston just mag dumping into the apartment there. I think it's time to do a referendum on police and their guns. We've got people in uniforms just launching rounds all over the landscape like it's cool. And, you know, Lord help you if you happen to be standing in front of them. How about that? How about we start there? How about we start in Colorado where they just did another horse crap freaking gun ban thing? And as I said before, there is never enough. Don't forget, Mark, remember when Governor Lickenbottom signed the magazine capacity ban about 10 years ago or whatever it was?
Hickenlooper.
Yeah, Lickenbottom. When Lickenbottom did that, and then the people, the conservatives, and they're like, well, I know it's bad, but now that they got what they wanted, they'll just leave us alone. And no, that's not what happens. When they get what they want, they come back for more. That's how California got where it is. You know, holy cow.
Yeah, and it's going to stay there for a long, long time. No, it's going to stay there for a long time. But you bring up a point that we've discussed before, so let's go there regarding Newsom. And this, we don't need to spend a lot of time on it. We all know he proposed that amendment. But the Orange County Register's point was it's gone nowhere, as we expected. But it doesn't stop them from continuing to do it. They'll continue to push. Now, is Newsom going to be on it? Was he at that moment in time? He was clearly running for president. I don't know where the Democrat Party is. I'm still not convinced that Joe Biden's going to be on the ticket. But that's fodder for
another. Well, the shadow government doesn't want. They haven't picked Newsom yet. It's way easier to use their dementia-riddled puppet and just, you know, shoot him full of amphetamines and push him out in front of a microphone to say some ridiculous stuff.
Have you noticed the mainstream media is now trying to prop up Kamala Harris as if she's actually a legitimate alternative to Joe Biden? These narratives are being created.
Yeah, she's a Mensa candidate.
Let me go to cops and let's go to gun manufacturers for a minute, because at what point in time, and I've proposed this before, I've actually talked to some CEOs of some gun companies. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see, and I'm not naming any gun company names, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter, just pick one, you know, we're fantasizing here, that gun company A says, you know what, okay, New York, what a great place to start, by the way, Second Amendment doesn't exist in New York. Then we're not going to work here anymore. Oh, and by the way, we're no longer selling the guns that your state police use to you, and we're no longer going to supply you ammunition, yon yon. Now, I believe that if one manufacturer did that forcefully enough, that others would follow suit. Why doesn't the industry grow a pair and do that?
That you're exactly right. You are 100% right. We're living in an era where the gun sales are down because they were artificially created. The sales over the last 3, 4, 5 years were artificial. They weren't natural. It wasn't something that was just, you know, going to happen. And so when you have an artificial economy, well, eventually the bubble breaks, and the bubble has broken. And so these manufacturers are all scrambling and freaking out, right?
You and I know that all too well. We'll leave it at that.
Yes. Sales are down, sales are down, sales are down, sales are down. Okay, cool. Would you like to make inroads with the American people? Would you like to do that? And they're like, well, yeah. All right. Reach down. Do a freaking package check and come out and say, and I've been saying this for years. When Ronnie Barrett, when everybody's favorite socialist, Arnold Schwarzenegger, signed that 50 cal ban, in California. Let's face it, he's a socialist. Everything out of his mouth is socialism. Yes, he likes exercising and he wants other people to exercise. Cool story, bro. You're still a socialist, but he's everybody's favorite socialist. But when he signed that 50 cal ban, Ronnie Barrett said, cool, no more Barrett 50s in California, whether you have a badge or not. We're not selling them to the people, you know, the state doesn't get them. So we're not selling them to the LAPD SWAT team or the whatever. People applauded him for that. Now, of course, Barretts are big ticket items and they're not selling that many anyway. But if you had, if Smith & Wesson wanted to regain some of the freaking market,
Yeah.
Stand up.
The support would be huge. The support out there, I think, would be huge. It would be huge. It just takes that snowball. It takes somebody to push that snowball. Now, I'm not knocking the industry, okay? I'm not into their marketing. I don't know. But what I will tell you is, as an outsider looking in, it sure would be fun to see. One more segment left with Paul. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Final segment of Hour 1 of Armed American Radio today. Sitting in the 6-hour studios with you at the ranch. Patriot Mobile microphone fired up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Make sure to check out all of our partners, please. 15 years on the airwaves because of our partners and because of your support for our partners. DefenderCoffee.com. Start your day. Support the Second Amendment Foundation by simply drinking coffee. It's pretty much that simple. It's very cool. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile phone right here. Boom. There it is. Lit up for you. Right there. Activated. PatriotMobile.com. AmmoSquared.com. HeavensHarvest.com for your emergency food supplies. Crossbreed Holsters. Paul knows Crossbreed very, very well. We all carry in Crossbreed Holsters. North American Arms. Cutting Edge Firewood. BarrelBuddy.com. Waft, where our families train. Waft.com. And goat guns. Something as simple and so fun as building goat guns supports your right to bear arms. And we have other great partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. X Insurance presents it all. All right, Paul, we're going to wrap up this hour with, you know, I don't really want to go back. Do you want to go back to Commie-fornia again? It's really no fun.
Nah, screw those people. They don't want to learn. They don't. My question to you is this. My question to your audience would be this, and this is a serious question. I want to know, when has coddling weakness ever produced strength?
Never. Not one time ever in the history of the world. Never. Never.
We continue to do that. We continue to act and function and behave as if we coddle this weakness, that strength will come from it. In the history of the world, when has that ever happened?
It hasn't. It's resulted in death and mayhem and millions and millions and millions, millions and millions of murders committed by governments. It's atrocious. Let's talk about something fun. Tennessee is getting it, and I love this. And I hope this, you can't really say.
You talk about the teachers?
Yeah, let's go there, because Tennessee lawmakers are getting it. And you know, we say when Florida does something or Arizona does something, it tends to roll across the country. I'd like to see this happen, but Tennessee doesn't get a whole lot of that, you know, we're the first to do this stuff. But Tennessee is falling in line. And the headline from Axios, left-wing outfit, Tennessee lawmakers pass bill allowing teachers to carry guns in schools. That's a beautiful thing. What's wrong with that, Paul?
Oh, it's there's nothing wrong with it. Somebody who looks a lot like me wrote a book about school security and putting armed people in schools.
He does look a lot like you.
Yeah, it's called The Knights of St. Nicholas. It's about protecting Christian schools. But the fact of the matter is that's great. I fully endorse that. I fully endorse trained, educated, competent adult humans. The fact of that, what they can't argue, what the left can't argue, so they just go into hysterics, is that no school... They cannot point out a school that has advertised, like with the big signs that say armed staff, deadly force authorized to protect our children, or, you know, we will use that. Our staff will use deadly force to protect our children, or what have you. You've guys seen those, you know, the black, the green circles and the stuff that says, you know, attention. No school that has had armed staff members has ever been the victim of a mass shooting attack. Now, conversely, numerous schools that have had SROs have been. So we need to ask ourselves that, like, whoa, hang on a second. How can that be? How can it be? And when people, you know, talk about school security, the first thing that liberals want to do and Democrats is they want to spend money and they want to put state employees in there. They're like, well, we're going to need $1 million. And we're going to have to hire more police officers and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. First of all, that's not the answer. You don't need that. You should already have capable, competent adults in your school. If you're looking at your kid's school and you say, well, no, none of the adults in this school are mentally mature enough or physically capable of carrying a gun or making that decision, then do you really want those people in charge of your kids every day?
Probably not. And I want to point to the Giffords Law Center. Let's use their own words against them. Because according to the Axios piece, activists have pleaded, I'm quoting, with lawmakers to enact modest gun control laws in the aftermath of the mass shooting at the Covenant School. That was in Tennessee. But the Republican supermajority has refused to even debate such measures and instead went the opposite direction Tuesday. Republican lawmakers say allowing teachers to carry guns will improve school safety. Democrats and activists, including some Covenant parents, say arming teachers would make schools more dangerous while increasing the likelihood of accidents. Wow. We're going to go back to that in a second. I knew that was going to come from you. We're going to go back to that. The bill would allow K-12 public school employees to carry a gun if they pass a background check, receive training, and meet other requirements. School leaders would also need to sign off. A Metro Nashville public school spokesperson told the Nashville Banner, the district agrees, quote, it is best and safest for only approved active duty law enforcement to carry weapons on campus. Here's the big picture from Giffords Law. They report that about half of the states have laws allowing some school employees to carry concealed guns. Half the states. Where's the problems they're telling you is going to happen? Half the states, Paul.
Dude, it's the same. They trumpet the same garbage because there's no one in the media that is intellectually honest. But ever since Florida in the 80s, blood in the streets. We can't let people carry guns. There'll be blood in the streets. You know,
1987.
People are going to be killing each other over parking spaces and at stoplights and da 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 da. And it never materialized. And yet, despite the fact that it never materialized, they drum that garbage out, and they're doing the exact same thing with armed teachers. Oh, the teachers are going to be, you know, losing their guns or shooting themselves or whatever. It's like they got a better track record than a lot of these SROs. Like only qualified law enforcement personnel should be allowed. Blah 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 blah. Shut up.
And Paul, weren't you a law enforcement officer at one point?
Not for 20 years.
Yeah. Now,
shut
see,
your stupid mouth.
This is where Giffords. Let me give some advice to Giffords Law Center. You might want to, you might not want to put that information out, reminding people like me and Paul and listeners to Armed American Radio that half the states have laws allowing school employees to carry concealed guns. Half the states. And, well, you can't point to all the problems you insist are going to happen, yet you continue, because you're stupid, to remind us that half the states have laws allowing school employees to carry concealed guns. Paul Markle, student of the gun, thank you, brother, for being here. You know we love you. And I appreciate it very much. You were the guest on the actual real geologic 15th
chronologic.
Chronologic and all of it. Yeah, all the logics, right? Thanks for being here, Paul. Appreciate it very, very much. I love you to death. Thanks for everything that you do. Paul Markle, studentofthegun.com. You can visit them at SOTGU.com. That's short, the acronym for Student of the Gun University. SOTGU.com. And that author that looks like him that he was referring to is in fact him. And you can find all of his books. We've lost count. He's lost count of how many there actually are. Stay tuned for the next hour on the West Coast. Those of you who are listening to the program, you're in for a great one on Sunday. We've got a great program lined up for you for our 15th anniversary show. We're going to kick it off. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Could there be an original OG roundtable in the making? Could Neil McCabe actually be in the studio with us? Could we be hearing from some great patriots out there congratulating us on 15 years? Yep. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.